and recording.
I'd like to call this meeting of the City County Commission Thursday, June 12th, 2014 to order. We have a number of issues on the public agenda this morning for discussion. The first is the software agreement with Mr. Owen. We have in front of us. And as I understand it, agreement that they back and forth by and between our elected officials that are involved in the competition process, the assessor, the county assessor, and the collector, and have in fact each signed an individual agreement and are asking us to approve that agreement by and between Ulrich Software Incorporated, the Tamiami County Commission, and then individually each elected official, the county assessor, the town clerk. And what I asked Mickey to do a little earlier, we did that, and then Christy here was to you all make sure that this is the direction we're going in, and if I'm not mistaken, each of you has signed. Yes, we have the agreements. I would think, well, first let me say, is there any additions or things that we should know before the county commission formal votes on
the agreement? Very good, here.
Okay. What I believe would be in order is for the county commission to approve the three agreements that we have in place by and between Ulrich Software Incorporated, Tamiami County, with individual office holders, the county assessor, and the tax collector.
So many.
And I would second that motion. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed nay. And the motion carries. We will sign these as we went through these different orders that I have. Dates were set out, whether or not they could be extended, etc. We tentatively had made the decision to extend the date as a commission till the 30th. Really, it's a choice that's made by BOE. The three members of the commission do serve on BOE. And until BOE officially convenes, which will be July 1st, I think that the commission can step up and say we want to extend that time until we get a meeting to allow people. We'll continue no longer, then we'll have that discussion.
The discussion was that we didn't have posted a BOE discussion.
No, we wanted to make sure that we were doing technically correct, and even if we have to say definitively, we need to move forward. We've established it's been in the paper that taxpayers have until the 30th to submit their request to the county clerk. Front of the DOE. I would like to, however, I really think that we had asked for, we all agreed on the first, second, third, 7th, 8th, and 9th of the other day. A couple of days that Donna's not going to be here, just a couple of days that I'm not going to be here. I really believe that we should have done that.
Oh, I do too.
Unless we get staff coming at the last minute, and I will say we have had it happen before, but
can we agree that we will tentatively shoot to wrap this up? by the night. If in fact we were overwhelmed by requests, then we can add a day or two at that time. Have you take the...
we'll have the deadline. We'll hit that deadline by that first meeting, so we'll be able to tell you if there's any applications on this first meeting.
We might have somebody. Two of the attorneys in the past, but we'll keep an eye on it. So we do not know. I want us to establish a deadline for them to make their appointments for them.
That's too interesting.
And we get all of our work done quicker than you all can submit all the information.
Yeah, they don't put us on.
Calendar-wise, what is the 21st calendar? What calendar-wise, what is the 29th or 30th, which we would officially...
Of July?
What I'm saying is, on that day, we officially close the deal. We always have, anyway, on the last day of the...
The last week day of the month?
Yes.
The 31st falls on the 30th.
Okay.
30th is on the next week.
Yeah, the 31st week.
Because we're going to have all our applications, because after this day, we'll be taking the applications. So somebody comes in on the 23rd and says, I want to meet on the 30th. They missed the statutory deadline, which is really good.
Oh.
Good.
Third Monday. The only thing that just hit me was the assessor sometimes brings in a stack. Are you planning on bringing in a stack?
You can do that any time.
Well, I know, but oftentimes. The previous assessor often used the month of July to finish up work, and then we bring it in towards the end of the month of July. But I don't know where you're at on that.
You got my wheels turning on that. That is a possibility because we close our book, and then we can find new construction and on to the book.
So we can get through the tenant commission with reconstruction.
Construction on occupancy, and we just do it. I'm going to get my wheels to working. But sometimes it's been like errors that's been found and stuff that would be brought in. Or a lot of times the condos, the email letters for them to tell you what the classification on the condos were.
Here's my reason.
That'd be another thing.
Can you wrap it up sooner? Yes, we can extend it. We've got one DOE member that's already in that meeting for one, maybe two of these days. Obviously, we're gone for the private sector on this report and some other things to do. Thankfully, this is not the year where it's reassessment. We're going to have awards that would possibly be here. But that was it. I think that once we reach that date, the 30th, if we decide to run something different, we can all agree to do that.
I just thought you were going to have the credentials coming from the back.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Just have to move that one. That is a I know that in the past we've had these attorneys that said that they would be their own sex and sex code.
If I was going to tell them that's going to be before 5 o'clock on the night, and we'll see what they say.
Right.
On what day? Yeah. Right now, the last day that we have booked is the 9th. Is what we currently have, we should be done.
I think, don't we have 5 days waiting period on an appointment, Christy? We have 5 days once we find out about it. Let's worst case scenario, they bring a stack in on the 30th. I think we have to have 5 days notification to them before their meeting. So 5 days, the 5th of July, we can set their appointment on the 6th, as long as we gave them notification the next day. Said they have to have a 5-day period.
Who's the 5-day period?
It's the taxpayer. They have to have 5 days notification prior to me. I believe that is what it is. Now, I can't remember if that's statutory or a suggestion in the training. I'm just saying, there is something in there, and I'll have to go back and look at it again. Because honestly, I cannot remember if it was something suggested during training or if it was a requirement, but I think there is a requirement. And so many days ago, in the training, I told us to that, was I can tell you that. If there is one, statutory.
I'd love to see a student. Steve Gerard is about to come to you last year.
Wasn't that very nice?
Appreciate it, gentlemen. Well,